Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 23 for Friday, September 26, 2014.
FatBite.com, Nut Factory Studios in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Weekly Dose of Fat with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Uncle Gomez and Fat Bite Radio.
Yep. And join us in the studio today for his Milwaukee swan song, Colin Ford, ladies and gentlemen.
Colin!
What do you got to say for yourself, Colin?
Everything is awesome except all this work I have to do to move to Denver.
What was rule number five?
Harden the fuck up!
Also in the studio today is super cool Jet Set Playboy, J.K. Lennon.
Hello, everybody.
He has a bath robot, in case you're wondering.
with grommets in it, apparently.
Grommets in the armpits for extra ventilation.
Pit grommets.
And providing the music this morning, first the grooviest cat from Sheboygan to Hammond, Indiana, Chris Daisy with Zion Cyclery.
Hey, guys.
Our show is sponsored by the Pink Surly 1x1. Surly would like to kindly remind you to take your bike for a ride and have some fun today.
Yeah, God, have some fun. What the heck?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And you can learn more.
I mean, when you learn more, when you're having fun, you know, positivity just emanates from life all around you.
How can you be against a company that just wants you to have fun?
I mean, come on.
Where can you learn more about that company?
You can learn more at surlybikes.com.
Hey, did you know that the Weekly Dose of Fat is coming up on its third anniversary? That's like 156 weeks of fat. So it was like end of October 2011. We did our first print version, and I think it was that was Sven's idea.
It's Weekly Dose of Fat.
Right after I kind of joined the company.
It's been 3 years already, huh?
Yeah.
So this is like about week 152 then, this week, eh?
You know, nobody really told me the numbers or the math.
It's about 152.
So about a month.
What size boot is that?
It's an A boot.
So in a month, what are we going to do to celebrate? What are we going to, are we going to get like, I don't know what?
We could give away stickers.
a big sticker giveaway.
Maybe we'll have a big anniversary show around Halloween this year.
Like pole dancers, cage dancers.
That's a big
other kind of dancers.
Right, studio.
Dancers on fire.
The only difference between me and you is that I'm not on fire. And fuego.
So guess who had a link on our very first Weekly Dose of Fat?
Bruce Matheson?
Yep, the Coast Kid.
I'm sure he'll come on our anniversary radio program now.
Yeah. You know, we invite him a lot, but yeah. He never seems to come on
he's
the
across
show.
Across the pond, yeah?
Yeah, it's 6 hours difference, maybe.
Yeah, you know, when you invite him, he's probably fucking sleeping.
It's already old news by the time it gets here.
Right. Well, that happened 6 hours ago. It's done. It's out of my feed, bro.
So... yeah, so we'll have Bruce on that show, or not.
Maybe. So,
this is going to happen or it won't.
What do we have going on today's radio program, Jet Set?
On this week's show, Mr. Paul Price from Paul Comp is our special guest. Beer and kamikaze. Lynx, hijinks, and boobies.
Boobies!
Paul! Is that kamikaze like the shot? Because that would be pretty cool.
I thought about a gallon jug of kamikaze.
That would suck.
It's the kamikaze downhill
right,
at
right.
Lakes.
Yep. That's been going on forever.
Eric Hunter, call in, and we'll talk about that.
What are we talking about before that?
I think we're beering. So this is Colin Ford. This is his last beer stop with us on the radio program. And to commemorate that,
Dun.
This is a growler of Colin's My Turn Dunkelweiss, which is a dark wheat beer.
Dunkelweiss. So, right. So the My Turn program at Lakefront. What's that all about?
Basically, about 3 years ago, same time as your weekly dose of fat around there. We had a meeting, which is a rare thing at Lakefront Brewery. In that meeting, Russ said, I have a goal to have every full-time employee have a chance to make a beer of their choice.
That Russ, he's a forward-thinking guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. You know, and so about, you know, a year and a half later, we got started and we've been making my turns, starting with the most senior employee, Dan. He was the first one. Then my friend Brad, who's worked there the second longest, and then Luther.
They finally got to Colin's turn.
Yeah. It took a little while, but I picked the style of Dunkelweiss because it's one of my favorite styles. And when I first got into drinking craft beer, I used to go to this bar called Hooligans on Milwaukee's east side and buy boots of Franz's Gunner Dunkelweiss and drink the shit out of it. Barely walk home. It was a great time.
Did you have a Hooli burger to go with it?
I probably did.
Or they, you know what else I like there? Their better butter burger. It's like full of garlic and goodness.
I walk in there and I say, don't give me a menu. I'll have a Hooli burger, medium fries, and beer, please. And it's awesome every time. So
without further ado,
let's crack that growler open.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Either Colin's mom just farted or that was the growler opening.
Okay. Glugity glug. How does it pour?
Heady.
This is a brown beer.
It's brown. It's a beer.
It's unfiltered.
That wort sure did look chunky when I saw the picture on the internet.
Thank you, KK. Pass it around.
You can follow your friend's beer making. Most of your friends that brew beer probably don't brew it in 1,500 or 2,500 gallon batches like Colin.
Nope. I get the privilege to do that every day.
Cheers. All right, boys. Cheers to Colin. Cheers. Colin's new future in Colorado.
Fuck, I do make a fine product.
That is good.
Mm. All right, so
spicy. There's a little spiciness in there.
All right. I'll give you two words, and then you guys got to go with the rest of it. You got banana and clove. What else do you taste?
Coriander.
There's no coriander in it.
I flunked out of beer school.
Chinese five spice.
No.
Okay, well, I took care of five spices. I was kind of cheating.
I can, the banana's in there for sure.
Yeah, way to take the two good ones, dick.
Well, so almonds. This beer is brewed with, the recipe is almost 50% wheat, which is German Weiss beer standard. It's a lot of wheat, some two-row barley, Munich and Vienna malts, some chocolate malt, and some darkening malt. But mostly the character of this beer comes from the yeast, which is pulled from the oldest continuously operating brewery in the world, Weinstephan in Germany. I think they've been open since 1040.
Since 10:40 this morning.
Newsflash, it's not even 10:40 yet.
No, we had some of their beer in a previous show. I and Stefano.
Yeah. I want to go to that 1,000th year anniversary party. 2040. You guys going to be around?
Probably not.
Yeah, you say that now until you're hooked up to a bed full of knickknacks and doodads and pumps and wheels and
beer. Thanks for that bright and cheery view of the future.
The future is a dark and lonely place. Get used to it.
So this is good. How much alcohol is he in this?
Oh, it's like 4.7. Not very
so
much.
Let's just drink that whole growler.
Yeah, let's eat a whole growler. Let's drink that whole growler and really be somebody out there today.
Yep.
Well, cheers, boys.
Cheers.
So, we'll be right back with Paul Price from Paul Component Engineering, right after this word from Grip Studs.
Cold weather is on its way. Stud your own tires this winter with the best studs on the market. Oh, yeah. Grip Studs, wide auger, carbide studs deliver awesome traction and stay put all season long. Check them out at gripstuds.com.
They also work in boots.
Yeah,
I put that's some in my boots. But I used last year in my boots. Yep.
Not good on hardwood floors.
I'm still anti-fat bike stud.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hi, this is Eric from Surly. Every time I'm looking for the preferred nomenclature, I listen into Gomez and Sven on Fat Bike Radio. Nomenclature.
All right. Well, we have Mr. Paul Price from Paul Component Engineering on the line for our special guest segment.
Welcome to the show, Paul. Congratulations to you and your new bride, by the way.
Yeah, we just saw you in her bike. You gave us beer and fresh pixels.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that was a great day, and this is almost as great a day I get to be interviewed by you guys.
Yes, we are the charming ones, aren't we?
Yeah, when we were at the show, you showed us the badass brake calipers that you guys are coming out with. We put that video up on the internet. Did you get any feedback from that?
I haven't yet. I did a post on our Facebook page, but there was no picture. It was kind of lame. So next Friday, I'm gonna spruce it up and see what happens.
And bust it back out. One of our listeners, please call Paul or email Paul and say, "Hey,
one of our three listeners, please call Paul.
You're a handsome man," or something like that.
So, are they officially available yet, or what's the timeline on them?
No, we have one more part that we're tweaking a little bit. One, the back plate of the brake, the part that's next to the spokes. The version that we're using right now is a little bit flexible, so we're going to stiffen that up and get a little bit more power out of the thing, and then we're hoping to have them ready January or February.
So are you settled in? You all back to normal, your normal schedule from Interbike?
Yes. That happened last night. My wife and I, we had a date night, we barbecued some steak, and it was sort of the first day that I hadn't thought about getting ready for Interbike, doing Interbike, what happened at Interbike. And, it was great. Let me tell you, it was great. Steaks were good, too.
Yeah, your booth was packed every time we went by. So whatever you're doing something right. So this segment that we have folks like yourself come on is about their personal fat bike. So we're going to give you a pop quiz about your fat bike. You have you built up a Ventana, right?
That's actually not built yet. No, it's not. It's still hanging in the shop. It's got a fork on it, but that's about it.
You got to get on that, Paul.
We need to make the rear hub.
Oh, cool. So are you going to run a geared rear hub or a single rear hub?
It'll be geared.
Nice. Well, maybe we can talk hypothetically then about your build.
I have a lot of fat bikes. A lot of them.
Oh, really? No kidding. Well, let's talk about the fat bike that you actually ride then, bro.
The first one I bought was a Muckla. That got me started. My then girlfriend, now wife, sort of took that over. So I bought a Moonlander. Also, I wanted to try the next size up tire. Then Krampus thing happened, so we had to buy his and hers Krampus.
Nice.
And that's maybe the funnest mountain bike I've ever been on in my entire life.
Very cool.
And then I have a custom engine. Titanium 29 plus bike that should get built next week. And then, of course, the El Gordo, which we're waiting on a hub, which hopefully we're going to do next month.
Very cool.
Man, you are the international jet set playboy of fat bikes, my friend. I mean, you have two bikes that I have ridden, which is the Moonlander and the, actually three, I've ridden the El Gordo as well. But, the engine, man, that guy has won some awards at Handbuilt Bicycle Show. That should be a showstopper.
It's absolutely beautiful, yeah. And he's just so enthusiastic, and we're both machine tool dorks. Yeah, we have a really strong connection, and I've been struggling to get that one going. That's going to be Rothbard flare out. Wood chippers.
Very cool.
That sounds like a fun build. What's the riding like around Chico?
Well, we have a local park that's really large, but it's all lava flow and river rock. And very funny and very hot and very exposed and very super technical. So it's actually really fun on some really big fires. You don't need to worry about the rock so much. And but at the time of year, after a long, hot, exposed summer and super rocky conditions, that we're all kind of sick of it. It's super awesome in the spring and summer, but right about now, it's just some time needles.
Do you ever get your bikes, your fat bikes, out to the beach there in NorCal?
Never been to the beach, but we're at the base of the Sierra Nevada, so I've been to the snow quite a few times.
Very cool. You got to try that beach riding. It's, I'm telling you, it brings you back to that core of exploration on your bike. You never know what you're going to find out there.
Yeah, I want to come out and do that. I want to come out and do that Lost Coast section there by Petroleum, Shelter Cove, and that. There's some really good beaches that are pretty uninhabited. Just looks super. I've been out there before, but not on a bike.
So in my
been out there as well. That's a fantastic area. When is that going to happen?
Possibly next summer. I'm working on it. We'll let you know well in advance.
We'll be out there.
Sounds like a date.
Cool. You guys are making dates. And all I can think about is this El Gordo and how you would put your parts on there. Like I'm interested to see what Paul Component Engineering parts are going to go on that El Gordo. Like, are you going to use your cranks, your hubs, your brakes?
Well, we'll use the new disc brakes. There'll be we'll build the hubs for it. We've already got the 150 through axle front hub. That's ready to go. The rear hub, we use Industry 9 free hub guts. Mm-hmm. And then our hub settling axle and bearing adjusters and all that stuff. So that's going to be a fun project. That the next thing to challenge, and I don't know if it'll happen with the El Gordo, is we're going to do a 30-millimeter spindle crank.
That sounds stiff.
Cool. Yeah. And maybe it'll become a fat bike product, a 100-millimeter bottom bracket shell type of fat bike product.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, I love these bikes, we're on board for that. No matter what.
Well, cool, man. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show and telling us, man, the litany. I had no idea you had that many fat bikes, bro.
Yeah, I got the bug, and the other day I rode up the dry creek bed, and it was there, and I thought, well, I could not believe the stuff that the big rocks and boulders I was riding over. It was on my Moonlander. It was so fun.
All right, Paul. Thanks for being on the show.
Great. Thanks for having me. And we'll talk soon.
All right. Take care, Paul.
Bye.
Hi, this is Jordan Wakely. When I'm not winning races, I'm listening to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
All right. Well, we're going to call out to Mammoth Lakes, California, where our amigo, Eric Hunter, he works out there, rides out there. We're going to talk about last weekend's Kamikaze Downhill with fat bikes.
Kamikaze!
So we have Eric Hunter out there in Mammoth Lakes, California, on the phone. And he lives and works out there and raced his Salks Muckluck in the Kamikaze Downhill last weekend. He's here to talk to us about all that fat out there in Mammoth Lakes, California.
Welcome to the show, Eric.
How's it going, dude?
Hey, thank you, guys. Yeah, it's going well. Nice and windy. The wind's starting to come in. Clouds are flowing.
Yeah.
Well, sweet. So I saw quite a bit of chatter about fat bikes doing the Kamikaze this weekend. I saw a bunch of stuff from Turner Bikes and I know I saw a Foes Racing post, too. Did you see any of those dual suspension fat bikes out there?
I sure did. I saw Wooly out there riding a Turner full suspension doing wheelies. Wooly's the mascot for the Kamikaze Games.
Oh, cool.
And I saw Foes up there, and I saw Lucky Nine with some full downhill rig and a couple cross country
bike. JK just showed us the picture of Wooly riding the Turner. That's the information age right there.
You can pull that right up on your phone.
So you were racing your Mucklock with an 11.9 fork of many names, right?
That's right.
And
it was pretty fun.
Where'd you place?
Oh, I placed second.
Awesome.
I had to represent Mammoth.
Damn right.
I wanted to win, but I ended up second. I ended up losing to the Turner full suspension bike.
Ooh. Well,
I know.
I saw some pictures of you in your red skin suit there on the internets, looking.
Yep.
Looking.
How do you pee?
through his penis, yeah. Like everybody.
Oh,
it doesn't take that long to get down that run, does it, Eric? How long is the course?
The course was about almost 4 miles, and it took me 5 minutes and 45 seconds.
Holy mackerel!
What?
Wow. That's moving.
5 minutes.
Awesome. Wow. Are you pretty familiar with the course?
Yeah, I tried it about once a day. It's a fun course. It's fun to go fast.
I was going to say, do you think fat bikes are more suited to it than a traditional mountain bike?
You know, I feel a lot more stable on it. Probably not as aerodynamic, but it's a lot more fun, I thought.
So the overall winner, how big of a difference was there between a guy riding a 8-inch travel downhill bike, the guy that won in the pro category, how much faster was he than your time?
I think he was about 40 or 50 seconds faster, the pros.
That's kind of a big gap.
I think the fastest guy, Brian Love's son.
It'd be really...
bike was 4:54.
It'd be really interesting to get one of those top-level downhillers on the best of what was there.
I want to see that Turner full suspension. I bet that thing is bitching.
Yeah, and the Foz Racing one looks badass too.
Well, we know those guys make great bikes for a long time, so I'd be surprised if they were anything but spectacular.
Yeah, it was pretty stellar. It rode well. Full suspension definitely would have been fun for Kamikaze because you could hold that rear edge. The hardtail is a little loose.
Yeah.
Almost going down. That was gonna fly off the side.
I got one quick or a couple quick technical bike questions for you. What size rotors were you running?
I had a 208 in the front and a little 160 in the back.
All right. And what kind of tires were you running?
I was running the V rubber shoes.
And they do good? Do you like them?
Yes. The snowshoe, for downhilling, tire wall is a little thin.
Yeah.
Can I was on a heavier duty tire.
You running tubeless at all? You're running tubes?
No, I do need to go tubeless because I don't like to paddle my fat bike in the bike park a lot to get flat tires.
Right. Yeah, I switched my fat bike over to tubeless a couple of years ago, and I, you know, zero flats. I also don't ride mammoth downhill though. So, but
I'm just a new current tubeless guy, and I think there's something to the way it rolls, that non-friction between the tube and the liquid.
My trail bike's been tubeless for a year and a half, just like Colin. No flats in a year and a half of riding that thing. So.
Well, thanks for calling in and talking to us about the Mammoth downhill. We appreciate it. Keep on smiling, and we'll talk to you again soon, my man.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Good talking to you. See you next time.
Cheers.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
This is your weekly dose of fat.
Welcome back to the radio program. Site supporter and killer bag maker Wanderlust and our new amigos from Chumba USA, who we met out in Las Vegas at Interbike, teamed up with Joey Parent and Brett Davis for an Icelandic adventure.
Our bud Dirty from Drunk Cyclist just came back from Iceland.
Yeah, he gave us a slug out there at Interbike of some indescribably horrid Icelandic booze. It tasted like a combo of Vicks 44 and Robitussin mixed together.
I mean, why didn't you think of that sooner?
Mixing them together?
Yeah.
It's like when you're in jail, that's all you can do.
Ultra Tussin.
Yeah. Ultra Robo Tussin. He said they heat that up and drink it in Iceland.
Whoa. I can't imagine that. What, it was not quite air temperature out there when we drank it.
Anyway, click those two links in the show notes, and you shall see spectacular pictures of dudes riding 29 pluses with wanderlust bags and those sweet steel Texas Chumba 29 plusers.
Chumbas. The Chumba.
Get jealous.
The Chumba Ursa.
Get jealous with your wage slave job.
Whoa.
There's some color commentary.
The Great Lakes bike, fat bike race.
Uh-oh. JK's percolating.
What'd you put in this beer?
Laughing gas.
Apparently.
That's carbonated with laughing gas.
Speaking of laughing gas, my son, 8-year-old son, he's getting 5 teeth yanked today.
Oh.
they're gonna gas the shit out of him.
Adult? Wait, no. Kid teeth?
I think two of them are permanent because they're coming in weird, and the rest are baby teeth.
Not wisdom teeth?
Not, he's not that wise yet. Good luck, little buddy. Hope it doesn't hurt that much.
Yeah, really. That's nice.
The Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series announced their 2015 schedule. 3 states, 8 races with a cash payout at the end of the season. Equal for both men and the ladies.
Equality! Yeah.
The season finale of the series taking place at the Fat Bike Berkey.
Yeah.
That's a good place.
You can check it out at GreatLakesFatBikeSeries.com.
Nothing to say about those lady racers now, Sven.
What lady racers? How many are going to show up, do you think? Now that it's equal payout, we should get an equal number. More women should be racing.
We should just Shanghai women off the street.
Get on a bike. Well, if you're going to get an equal payout, you got a lot better chance to win if you're a woman.
It's true.
Because it's just not that many
show up. Who knows? I'll just show up in cross-dress.
There you go. Just like every Friday night.
Whoa.
Hey, there's more fat bike racing for Midwesterners, too, with the announcement of the return of the Northern Michigan Fat Bike Series. That's up there in Traverse City area.
Traverse City, yeah. North. Our pals from Einstein Bikes, and it's at a pretty cool RV park. There's just trails all around that thing, man.
Sunnyvale Trailer Park?
I don't know. So how about the 17 most unusual beaches in the world? We're not just talking about the Skanks.
I'm pretty sure I've met about 13 of them.
We're not just talking about Collins X's here. So we all looked at this link. The Glass Beach in California and the Cathedral Beach in Spain are my favorites. This is one of those links that that makes
you jealous of your wage slave job.
Where was that purple one? That one's one I'd like to go check out.
I don't know, but look at these pictures, dudes. And
see,
I'm telling you, why haven't we said kale? I'll do my kale imitation. Kale, go to that Glass Beach and get me some pictures.
This one's in California, the purple one, the Pfeiffer Purple Sand Beach. I think I'd like to get purple sand all over my big fat Larry's.
All I've been able to think about for the last about, oh, I don't know, 22 years, Michelle Pfeiffer from Batman Returns in Catwoman. That's all I can think about.
Pfeiffer Beach, Michelle Pfeiffer. That works.
Batman
works for me.
As Catwoman. That's all I can think about.
There'll be a link in the show notes to that, to those beaches. As well as
want to ride their bike through a giant sequence of stone vaginas.
That's a direct quote from me through the road. He's stealing my stuff now.
stealing material. And there's a couple other links in there for the rest of the fat for the week.
Cool stuff. Read it. Click it.
Check out the links.
Slack. Click.
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast and for making the pink one by one. I covet thy two-wheeled radness from the Missouri wilderness to the shores of Gichigumi. Probably in Japan, too.
And Scotland.
That's about what we have for you this week, folks. See you next time.
Surly Bikes!
And don't forget, hashtag fatbike.com if you're on the Instagram.
Pound sign.
Hashtag.
Pound sign Zito. Pound Adios, sign. Amigos.
Bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's Weekly Dose of Fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.